The question was asked at the end of the book of Mishlei. We have a section that begins Divrei Lemuel Melech Hamasasho Yisirato Imo, the words of Lemuel, the one whose God is far from him, the king. The following oration that his mother rebuked him with, Shlomo HaMelech recounts how his mother Bathsheba rebuked him, our sages say, when she saw him marrying women and drinking wine, she stormed into his palace and said, "Bend over, young man." And she extended him over a post and started beating him. And she said, "Mabiri, uma barbitni, ume tzur yeladai. What kind of son are you? What kind of child did I give birth to? What is this, the rock of my birthing? What are you doing? Al anashim cheilecha. Don't give your strength off to women, my son. Don't sit there and drink wine. What are you doing? You have to get up early. You can't wake up late." So she's giving him over the head. So the question was asked, what's going on here? His mother walks in, he's the king. Bend over. So, first of all, the fact that it's recorded in Mishlei means that Shlomo HaMelech put it there. So Shlomo thought it was worthy of teaching future generations. And
get disciplined by his mother.
Well, obviously the discipline was worth quoting to future generations. She was right. And when I was a child, there was a story they would tell us in elementary school. I regret that I don't remember the name, but they told us about a certain Rosh Yeshiva that when he was a kid, so he was once up learning all night, and then he davened Vasikin, and then he went to sleep. This was during the vacation, right? So then he gets up, and it's like 9:30 in the morning, and his father walks in, and he says, "You bum! You're getting up now? Why do you think you should spend so much time in bed? How are you ever going to become a Talmud Chacham? How could you sleep till 9:30? What's wrong with you?" And he yells at him for like 2 minutes. And this child stands there with his head hung. And he listens to every word. And then his father leaves the room. And his brother asks him, "Why didn't you tell old man you were up learning and you davened already and you just went to sleep and just took a short nap and you just got up now?" So he says to his brother, he says, "To hear dad's rebuke is something worthwhile always. So this time, factually, I'm not a bum, I didn't get up late, but it was worth hearing. Why should I forgo the opportunity to hear it? It's a good thing to hear." So so I listened. What? So when I was a kid, I grew up on this story. I don't remember who he was, but that was a story I heard when I was a kid. So there is a concept that a person who accepts rebuke shows a certain greatness about themselves. The fact that Bathsheba could storm in and say, "Bend over," and he doesn't say, "Ma, get out. I'm a grown man. I have wives. I'm the king of this country." No, he bends over and she starts rebuking him and hitting him. And he's listening. That shows us greatness not only of Bathsheba, but also of Shlomo HaMelech, that his mother knew she could, and therefore knew she should, and he was willing to hear that. And he remembered it the rest of his life, and he recorded it for eternity as something we should all learn from, and he records it as concluding remarks of Mishlei. Look at what his mother said to him. So what I'm saying, for the sake of honesty, it does show up in the end, in the section that the men of Chizkiyo added to Mishlei. Gam eile Mishlei Shlomo asher etiku anshei Chizkiyahu melech Yehuda. It says the wise men of Chizkiyo added the last section of Mishlei. So there's room to question what I just said, but somehow they had a record of it. I don't think it was Bathsheba. Shlomo probably wrote it, and it was among his writings that they decided to add on to Mishlei. But nonetheless, it shows greatness. It shows Shlomo's greatness.
Why does he go by different names?
So Chazal say that Lemuel was a term that represented her rebuke to him. Lemo Kel.
goes by a third name.
He has many names, and each name represents a different aspect. Divrei Agur bin Yakeh. So that's another name. And then there's Kohelet. Shlomo has many names. And Chazal explained each one. Saying each one has another meaning.